Ready. It's 8:30 on the clock. We'll call to a meeting, call to order the Board of Equalization meeting. Announcement of the posting of the Open Meetings Act on the east wall there behind Scott. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, and Byers. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented. Need a motion?
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman to approve agenda. Vote. Oh, John, you're different there. Yeah. Probably need to put absence. Yeah.
Wait, does it go this?
No, that one. What the heck?
Make sure you vote right today, Myron. You got mine.
Click. You are absent. You're going to get my
All right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yep. 5-0 in favor, Lytle and Teeman are absent.
Change the names.
Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting. Need a motion?
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Vote. 5-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Lori, here. We'll go on. We need a motion to go into a public hearing for tax exemption on a vehicle owned by a qualifying nonprofit organization, Weimer Church of Christ.
Move to go into public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Hill, second by Bauman. Vote. 5-0. Weimar Church of Christ. Looking for the value. Oh. Lori, what? It looks like here they crossed one off instead of, or they need to put the two on because they weren't on earlier.
They just have two.
They have two. Okay. Um. 2002 Ford Econoline wagon and a 2001 Ford Windstar van. And it doesn't give value than what they'd be or whatever. So, oh, $1,750 for both of them. Thank you. And it says used for ministry purposes to provide transportation.
I would move to approve the tax exemption on the vehicles.
Oh, do we need to go out of public hearing first?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I would move we go out of public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman to go out of public hearing. Vote. 5-0. Now, Denny, we...
Okay, I would move to approve the tax exemption on the vehicles owned by Weimar Church of Christ.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Hill to... approve the tax exemption for the two vehicles by the Weimar Church of Christ. Discussion? Vote. 5-0. Patty?
Yes. I brought a paper in front of you to kind of give you an idea of what I'm working on. This is the 2015 statistics. And, you know, I thought sometimes we don't have a lot to talk about other than the same old thing that we nagged to death. So... if you look down, this is residential improved in my county, and the date range is between October of 2012 to 9 of 14, and these are qualified sales. I think Myron was in the other day, and I think this is the paper that I showed him. If you look at the assessor's location over on the left side, what it does is it starts to break down. I have everything classified in towns and in subdivisions and so forth. And so, like, if you look at Adams, you see that there is 26 sales in a two-year period. And my median, which is what the state looks at always, is at 99.06%. So the question I think that has been brought up a lot is why do we not do a lot to residential? We're almost over on residential in Adams. You know, we're sitting right at 99, and the median range of value is 92 to 100. So if you look down my list, Adams has 26 sales, so that one is okay as far as the Turk is going to look at it and say you're within the range. Okay, you go to Barnston, we only have 3 sales down there. That's not enough sales in an area to determine that we need to do anything. we'll go look at those three sales. You know, properties could be valued at maybe $500 or whatever there. They might sell for $1,000. Excuse the ratio. We go in and we take a look at those, but we just kind of ignore Barnston because there's not enough measuring in the marketplace there. And so then you keep going down the list. The Beatrice subdivisions are the ones that are right outside city limits of Beatrice. We had one sell at 107. Well, that's over, but there again, that's not enough. One sell doesn't make a market, so we don't test that. Blue Springs, same thing. Claytonia, same thing. Now we get to Cortland, and Cortland has always been one of those towns that is kind of up and down. You've got 16 sales. We're at 95%, so within a range. And median does not mean that everything is at 95. When we arrange them in an array on a scale, that is the median level point of value. You know, there's things in Cortland that are probably overvalued, undervalued, and right on. So that's kind of the tool we use to determine what we need to do. So as you go down the list, rural, if you could look at that, and I think, did I circle that? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, we have 37 sales. Those are acreages. We're at 88.51%. We need to address that because we're not between the 92 to 100%. So those are the ones we've been addressing. And then we do what ifs. We go in and we figure, okay, which ones are overvalued, which ones are undervalued. So we start looking at the sales and say two stories of such and such a nature have sold more than what we've had them valued at. So that kind of gives you an idea what we're working on now. It's that group of things that we have classified, and the acreages are always a pretty, you know, they're the ones that are selling for quite a bit more. So that's the one that we're addressing. Now you get down to, well, go back up to Beatrice, I guess. We have 360 sales at 98%. So there's really nothing we need to do in Beatrice. I mean, but sometimes I dig deeper. I do go and we run what ifs of different, just because that number's always right doesn't mean that, you know, we can also break it down that some 1980 homes or ranch style homes may need to have an adjustment. So we do break it down a little bit further. But then at the bottom, then Wymore's almost at 100%. They would call that right at 100. But that's just to kind of give you an idea what I go by, and these are the residential sales. So there's not a lot of, you know, anything that I need to do to other than that rural one. And those are the acreages. So that's just a little snapshot of what we're working with right now.
Kind of what the comment would be then next year, I mean, or for the valuations you're going to come out with, the towns in the county will stay the same, basically.
Probably, yeah. Because the statistics indicate nothing's really transpiring to indicate that I'm, you know. Now, reappraisals are always good things, but they're very costly. And, you know, we haven't done that for a long time. I just wanted to kind of indicate that when Loreen retired, I put Annette up to my deputy, but I did not hire another office person. And that's because at some point, we're going to need to have a little bit more on the appraisal side. If that means putting a contracted person on for a couple more days, you know, I feel that that's the side that really needs to be addressed. We've got everything on our website that's really helpful for appraisers. We've got a lot of things that on the office work, and us girls can do some of it too. You know, we have to go physically take pictures on the 1 and 6 year plan. We have to touch the property. And does that mean we need to go in? No, but we can see from the outside, has there been new siding, new windows? And then we can always leave a callback tag saying, you know, we need to talk to you a little bit more because, you know, we see that things have changed from the previous couple years. So, and I talked to Myron a little bit about that too, you know, as far as we do probably need to do a little bit more on the appraisal side of my office. And that means, you know, adding a little bit down the road. I think that's probably where I'm going to go. But in the meantime, you know, we're doing fine. But I'd like to do a little bit better on the appraisal side. So, and we'll discuss that later on. So, any questions? I mean, we always talk about ag, and I don't want to. You know, that is a concerning thing, and I think that people really need to look at the tax structure. you know, I think there's a hearing, is it the 19th, on whether it goes to 65%? I think there's a hearing. I don't think that's been yet.
I don't know. I know they have several bills in front of the committee for hearing on.
Yeah, and I wouldn't. I think you can watch it online. I mean, some of the assessors, we have an assessor in our group that's very active. And what that has kind of proven in the studies is by lowering that, it really, as good as it might sound, I don't think it's going to help much. You know, I'm not against it, but I'm saying that it, in the studies that I've seen, it's just probably going to make the levy escalate.
They have tied that into so many different things on adjusting taxes and where's the money going to come from and is it going to be here, and they've got bills sitting there. I doubt if they get anything done the way it looks right now unless somebody comes, you know, into the real world and says we need to do this differently. But it's tied to so many things, you can't hardly understand it even if you know what's going on.
I mean, there's some bills up there that are just really, I mean, they don't have any, you know, they don't think outside the box. It's just like, okay, 65 sounds great, you know. And if that would help tax relief, but I think what you're going to find is it's not going to help it enough. You've got to fix the whole how we rely on property tax to pay everything.
No.
I mean, that's my opinion.
And where are the dollars going to come from?
Right. And
where are the
by no means am I against. I would like to listen to it to see the debate. But, you know, you think, okay, it's going from 75 down to 65. I don't think that you're going to see that much tax relief. You know, I really don't. But I don't know that, and I don't want to say I'm against that. I'm not. I would like to hear more about it. But I think the whole overhaul of everything needs to be done.
They talked a lot about income tax, the school
right.
aid. There's just so many things.
We rely on property tax to pay everything.
A lot. Our state does, yes.
So, but I just brought something to talk about, and you guys can do whatever you want, but that gives you a little bit of idea, because between now and March 19th, that's what our office is working on.
And new evaluations will come out when?
May 31st.
May 31st,
yeah. I don't know where I'll be.
And answers. I've made the point, I think I said it earlier, I would really like very much to be able to put the name in with the property on those people that are delinquent. Is that against the law? Is that something we can't do by statute?
Well, all people have to do is take the parcel number, and if they have a computer, look it up. There's a parcel number behind everybody's.
On everyone.
Yep.
Yeah, but if they don't have a computer and they don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I know.
So...
I know. That's the Lori's gig.
Lori, pay attention.
No, I don't know. I don't know if it's, I mean, I don't think anybody does that. I don't know if they do or not. You're only required to probably post the legal description.
Politically, I think probably is the reason why it's never been done.
And, you know, when she goes into the tax sales, that's in March. People come in and buy those taxes, which is kind of helping the county. But
tax list in the paper. It was just in the paper. Oh, yeah.
If you don't know the label, nobody can put a name on it. Any
questions
else
for me, or do you kind of get what?
You know, this is something that she'll be working on, and then I believe if they're out by May 31st, and then normally our protest or they have so much time to file them, and we usually start those in June, maybe?
Yeah, June they can start protesting.
Yep. Yes.
And then we have to have them heard by July 25th.
Heard by July 25th, so, okay.
Yep.
I think that timetable is pretty important out there.
Yeah, so. I just, especially now, some of the people that come in and say, hey, my property needs to be looked at, we like to take care of that now. We can change values between now and, I'd like to say March 1st, because we have to have time to do our, there's a lot of reports that have to be done and sent up to the state, and then they measure me on if I've got everything correct or not, and that goes before Turk. So, and if, you know, somebody has a rundown property, let's look at it now and avoid a protest. I don't want everybody to come running in here, but, you know, that's the time when we can actually do it without a protest. So.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Betty.
Yep. 8:45 on the clock. We'll call